Blog nope. Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 65. Here with myself, with the one and only, the guy who's so fly, he will take you to the sky, he will make you be sky high. Sign guy, how you doing?
Doing all right today, Coach.
Man, you're a busy man. You're on the way to a show, right?
I am headed to Northwest Pro. They're in Vaughan, Washington at the Key Peninsula Civic Center. You probably saw them recently on the Q13 News.
Yes, and CPW has a show today too, right?
Yes, Combat Pro Wrestling presents Theatrical Wrestling later today in Arlington, Washington. I, of course, will not be there because I can only be in one spot at one time, and I was booked months in advance at Northwest Pro. But if you're in the northern part of the Sound, get out there to Combat Pro Wrestling from the South Sound and over on the peninsula, Northwest Pro is right there.
Nice. And do you have any other show notes?
Emerge Wrestling back in Columbus, Indiana. Dylan Cole is going to be facing former Washington State champion Paragon.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, we get the Huskies versus the Oregon Ducks today. What a rivalry that is.
Now, over there at University of Washington, Pat McAfee's apparently over there.
He is, with the game day crew. My goodness, I might just have to make it down there today. My gosh.
Now, I don't know if after that's all over, if he's going to swing into Northwest Pro or Combat Pro Wrestling, but I'm also not saying that he wouldn't do one or the other.
Yes, that would be nice to see. Man, those organizations could use him dropping in. That would be nice.
That would be. You know who trained Pat McAfee, Coach?
I don't.
Rip Rogers.
Oh, right on. Yes, we've had him on. He's a great wrestler and a great mind for the business, yes.
Yes. He also, I believe, holds the record for the most swear words in a single sentence.
Wow, that's pretty challenging to break that record, my goodness.
Not for
what
Rip Rogers.
Okay. And what else you got coming up?
Well, tomorrow on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we have Sumate Woklaw. He is the Native American champion. He's defending that title all over the globe, Coach. You know that.
Yes, yes. We just recently had him on my show, and nice to have him on yours, and I'll be there with you.
Yes. And then next Friday on the show, we have Tom Simon. He has done basically everything in the wrestling business. He's out of Arkansas. He also broadcasts high school football on the radio. still delves into wrestling. He's a lifetime member of the CAC, so we're looking forward to that. And then a week from tomorrow, we have Stonehenge. He is a longtime wrestler out of the great state of Minnesota. Big bruising type of guy.
Nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews. And the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday at noon Pacific. Next week, I got Azeem Muhammad. And on the 28th, I got Mike Rogers. And, of course, the day before, on the 27th, Mike Rogers will be on Turnbuckle Turmoil.
Yes, Mike Rogers making his comeback. He's got a brand new book, and for a minimum of a day, I know, it was the number one selling wrestling book.
Yes, and that's his fourth book now, right?
I believe so, yes.
Nice, okay. Well, it doesn't really look like our guest is going to call in. He asked me to confirm an hour before. He didn't answer, so I guess we'll have
There's
to wrap
the confirmation,
up
though.
Yeah, he didn't confirm this morning, no.
Yeah. He might be busy shooting another Playgirl pictorial. We don't know.
Exactly, yes. Yep, he's a busy man. Well, anyway, we thank you guys all. Do you have anything else you'd like to plug or promote, Sign?
Well, if you go over to the YouTube, you can see footage of Sunny Days cheating against Chicken Bob in their match. It was a 16 3/4 star classic. Dave Meltzer ran out of stars to rate it. Brian Alvarez wept at its magnificence. T-Rex was in awe. But she pulled on Chicken Bob's ears. Who does that to it?
My goodness, he's already banged up enough, but he held his own, right?
He really did. He had her trapped in the crossface chicken wing, which is one of his favorite holds.
Goodness, my goodness, and his wings aren't even that long for him to perform that move. What a feat.
Yeah, he used his feet. He busted her open something fierce across the bicep.
Dang, okay, wow. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot. Anything else you'd like to touch on there, Sign?
I think that's it. You can join us on Turnbuckle tomorrow. You can find me in Vaughn at the Peninsula Civic Center, and if you're near Arlington, you can swing by the Merkwood, catch Combat Pro Wrestling. There is a Van Down by the River match today, Coach.
Who's in it?
Weekend Warrior versus Seds in a Van Down by the River match.
Oh, my goodness. Seds, man, he's a dangerous character.
He actually is a weekend warrior. He's no slouch himself. He could break your neck in a heartbeat. Just ask J.D. Masson.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. And here is the Never Were with the Coach Mike Jones Show walk-on song. Thanks a lot, everyone.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most, coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't wanna boast, but now I gotta roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Coach Mike Jones.